Spring forward. So everybody doing pretty good, right? Sleep, plenty of sleep last night. I've seen a lot of weird looks coming back at me. Uh-oh, look out. So, yeah, no matter what you do, if you set your clocks forward like early in the afternoon yesterday, or maybe you forgot, I don't know. It's just, you just can't seem to get that hour back, so you're kind of dragging. So I set myself up really good, scheduling myself to preach today. So I promised myself, I would not preach any longer than an hour, so you're good, right? I won't go, well, no. I'm always looking for something to tie in to what I'm going to be talking about. And I told John, I said, this one was sitting on a tee, this being the spring forward day, so why not do a lesson about springing forward? So when you think about this day, this time of year, what are you thinking about? Well, it's in the name, right? Spring. So, we got a little taste of spring yesterday with some nice warm weather and the thunderstorms that come around with it, but we did get a little bit of warm weather. It didn't snow today. That's great. Here the last couple months, every Sunday it seems like it snows. I don't know what's going on, but that's the way it is. So, you think about this time of year, maybe specifically this day. Yeah, you might have a little frown face, in your mind about losing the hour of sleep. Yeah, all right. But there's a lot of positives to it, right? You're thinking about spring. You're thinking about, things to look forward to. Whether it's the nicer weather or, more daylight. So, if you're having to go to work and you're coming home from work, hey, it might not be dark when you're coming home from work. You might actually have some daylight left to be able to do some things outside. Maybe you like doing yard work, so that's maybe right around the corner. Not so much for me, but hey, it's there. So that's coming. But things come into life. January to me is always a rough month of the year, just because Christmas, you have everything in December, everything's lit up, and then January rolls around, and everything's dead and brown, and there's not any color because all the Christmas lights are gone. So February kind of falls into that. So you start getting into March, and with all the rain and snow we've had, we're going to have some pretty green grass, and trees are going to be blooming here pretty soon. So, hey, so there's a lot of life about to come back out here. So there's a lot of really positive things to think about when we think about this time of year and to think about springing forward. So what I'd like to do is just give you a couple of thoughts here with the lesson. Hey, there we go. Things that we need to maybe spring away from and things we can spring ahead towards. So I'm just going to have about 3 points for each one of these. And, I'll try to tie together maybe some of the things, physical things and then spiritual things to go along with these. So I hope you'll get some thoughts out of this lesson and things that we can apply to our lives. So one thing I'd like to talk about here this morning, that we can take the opportunity here this time of year, like we do, when we have New Year's resolutions. We can take that time a lot of times to evaluate, where we are, what we'd like to work towards. So I think this is also a good time that maybe, okay, that was a couple months ago. How are those things going? Well, sometimes they go so good, sometimes not so good. Well, we can think about, again, this time of year, maybe hitting the reset button. And when we think about the new life that is about to come out in nature, with everything starting to grow, come out of hibernation, we can come out of hibernation as well and be ready to spring forward. So one thing that we can spring away from, let's get away from some of our old habits. So when we think about, old habits, well, everybody's kind of got those things in their back pocket, don't you? But, I could have a pretty significant list here, but we think about some of the things in our physical life that, might be, some of our bad habits. It could be, maybe we work too much, or we're so focused on work, we lose focus on other things. And that can become so consuming that it takes all of our time, all of our effort, and we forget about other things that are important in our life. And we let that control everything that we do, and also can control our time. So an old habit that we can have is not making good use of our time. Now, I know Everybody sometimes struggles with this. You know, you might be so busy that you don't leave time for other things. You know, you're just trying to keep up with everything. And I know with the two boys, you know, I know we're pretty busy trying to do a lot of things, and we're nowhere near where some other people might be, you know, trying to keep everything, everybody involved, everybody doing stuff. And it can become, you know, a habit that you get into to always be busy, 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 trying to keep up with everything and keep everybody involved and everybody entertained. And you forget to sometimes you just got to slow down with spring coming, slow down and smell the roses and see that life's not all about cramming it with as much stuff you can cram it with and to do all these things that you feel like you have to do. Sometimes you just need to slow down. So it can become a bad habit that you're so busy you forget to remember what's really important and focus on those things. And again, there's a lot of other habits that I'm sure each of us struggle with sometimes. And this is a good time to think about, you know what, that's really not the best habit that I have. And, you know, evaluate that and maybe spring forward away from that. Okay, put that behind you. Let's move forward. Well, when we think about our spiritual life, do we have some of those same things? You know, again, we let work and time get the best of us, and then we become stuck in a rut of bad habit of maybe not coming to services as often as we should, studying the Bible as often as we should, just spending time with God in prayer as we should. Can that become a bad habit that we have in our life? That we're not spending the time that we need to with God? It definitely is. There's a lot of other habits that we can get into in our Christian life that can really bring us down. And then the next thing you know, maybe we're not even coming to church anymore. Or when we think about, we're not even thinking about spiritual things that often or at all. And again, we can let things get in the way of our life. The habits that we have, because we are a habitual people, because we're all on a schedule, it seems like. You got to do this, got to do this, got to do this. Well, you know what? God needs to be the first part of our schedule. He needs to be first and foremost in our life. And we can't let the habits that we have in this world get in the way of what needs to be truly important in our life. So we think about springing away from our old habits. We need to be springing ahead toward new actions, do we not? So don't, again, let's put away the things that are getting in the way of our spiritual life. Let's renew our dedication to God. Renew our dedication to study, to prayer, to worship, to each other. Because truly, that is important. And we need to be working toward that every day of our life, springing toward that. I have a few verses I'd like to share with you on this. One big long one, actually. But and Brother Lloyd read a part of this. I was going to have him read the whole thing, but I was nice to him, and I cut it down a little bit. But Ephesians 4, 22 through 32. You know, put off your old self. Let's put those old habits behind us. Let's put that off, which belongs to your former manner of life, as is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in your spirit of your minds. Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, as it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Those of you that are in my class on Sunday mornings, you know, we're talking about the song, Blessed Be the Tie. This is going to be one of the verses we talk about. because these are all things that we need to be able to share and communicate with one with another. And we'll be talking about that. So this is just a little preview for that class. When we talk about springing away from old habits, springing away from old parts of our life, boy, this verse is chock full of that, isn't it? You know, put away corrupt talk, deceitfulness, falsehoods, grudges, stealing. A lot more on that list. You need to put away those things. Get them behind you. If you're struggling with these things, you need to get those things out of your life. Run away from them. Spring forward away from those things. And put on all these things. Put on honest work. Put on kindness, tenderheartedness, forgiving, just as Christ has forgiven you. Let your speech be graceful speech, not antagonizing speech. Again, don't hold grudges. Have love for one another that we've talked about this morning in class. I love this verse because it gives us so much to think about. Because you may not struggle with all of these things, but there might be one in that list that you struggle with, because we all have our struggles. But you know what? We need to put off those things. Put off the old self. Because what? That's your former manner of life. When you're putting on Christ, you're putting on all the good things that Christ is. He is our example. And again, we are human and we struggle with a lot of things. But we need to spring forward away from those things and put on Christ and everything that is Christ-like. And we talk about those old habits that we all struggle with. Yeah, we've all got them. But evaluate those habits. Are they getting in the way of your spiritual life? Are they getting in the way of your new self that Christ told us to put on? Or are they contributing to the old self that we have? You need to think about those things, because if they're getting in the way of your spiritual life, they need to be out of your life. Get away from them. Spring forward. Spring forward to those new actions that you need to have in your life. Put on these things. Secondly, we all have some old fears. Maybe not, they're not so old. There's lots of things that people are afraid of. It's interesting. I was, yesterday was, Wesley went to a science competition. It's called Science Olympiad. Real fancy name, but all it is it's a bunch of events that you can be a part of. And it's pretty neat. There's just about anything you think of. There's some chemistry ones. There's some meteorology ones. There's some physics ones where you can build some things and try to test those out. Any part of science you can think of, it's pretty neat. You have all these events. And different schools come in and have some kids working in teams to try to either, you'll be able to build something or explain something, maybe take a little test on it to demonstrate your knowledge about certain things. Well, the funny thing was, you know, this was a middle school and high school competition, and some of the high school kids from Alton had some other commitments and weren't able to go. So one of the ladies that was in charge of this, she got her daughter to come and help participate with this. Now, she had not been practicing at all for any of this, but you know, she's a pretty smart cookie, so she had her come and fill in some of the gaps in some of the competitions. Now, she's pretty smart, but sometimes she's a little shy. So there was one competition that she had to go by herself, and she was scared to death. And so Jennifer and I and her mom were really trying to encourage her to be able to do that, but she was afraid to do that by herself. She likes working in a team or a group, but working by herself, especially not really getting to prepare for that much. I've been the same way. I've been scared to death. I'm like, okay, what am I getting myself into? So that's definitely was a fear for her. And we were trying to help her out with that, trying to encourage her. I literally walked her to the room where this competition was just to make sure she got there. But I was trying to give her encouragement the whole way. But we all have our fears. When I was younger, I would have been scared to death to stand up here and talk in front of people, whether it's here or at school or anything else. I'd public speaking and I did not get along, and we still have our struggles with each other for sure. But it's something that I've worked on a lot. But that's always been a fear of mine. Everybody's got fears. You know, some people have a fear of failure. You know, obviously, we all don't want to fail, you know, with whatever you're trying to do. So we have a fear of failure, whatever that might be, whether it's in your job or whatever you're trying to accomplish, you know, maybe within your own family. You know, have a fear of failure with that, or whatever it is. We all have those things that we're afraid of. We all have a fear of the future sometimes, do we not? Sometimes we worry about our health to the point where we go to extreme lengths to try to extend those things with our health. But we do have a fear of the future and what it may hold. And you know what? The future is not written in stone. You can't get too worked up about that because it's the future. It's a mystery. You don't know what that's going to be. You need to worry about, you know, what's now. And there's an old saying from a movie. I can't remember quite how it goes, but, you know, it's about people worrying about too much about what was in the past or in the future. You know, the past has already happened. It's history. And the future, well, guess what? That's a mystery. But, yes, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present, right? So I think that's a neat thing that I love that saying from that particular movie. But it's a neat thing to get you to think about. Don't be so worried about things you can't control in the future. Today is a gift, and you need to appreciate today for what it is. God gave you this day. Don't be afraid of what's to come, but be thankful for what you have. Don't be afraid of what you might have down the road or what you might not have. Be thankful for what you have now. So there are a lot of old fears that we need to evaluate. Again, are they getting in the way of our spiritual life? Because they can they not? You get so worried about, you know, worried about failure in your spiritual life that maybe that hinders you from maybe sharing the gospel with somebody. Because you're afraid that, you know what, I'm not really that good of a teacher, and they're really not going to listen to me anyway, and you know what, I'm just afraid that I'm just going to either fall flat on my face and they're not going to listen to me. Or you might have a scenario where you're trying to teach somebody that maybe is just has no interest in it at all, and they might make fun of you, you know, or put you down. And you're afraid that they're going to think less of you or whatever it is. Sometimes we let those fears get the best of us. And then the next thing you know, you're not trying to teach anybody because you're afraid. You're afraid of that failure. Or you're afraid of the future of your soul. Or you're afraid of the future of the congregation here. And because of that, that can get you so weighed down that you forget to realize what you have now, what we have here today. Today is important, right? Who we have here today is important. We can't worry about what things are going to be like tomorrow or 5 or 10 years from now. We can't be afraid of that, but we can know what we have here today and know that we have a strength in this congregation. We can't let fears get us so down and discouraged that it winds up to the point where you can almost lose your own soul and then forget about the importance of other people's souls as well. So, let's spring forward away from those old fears. And let's spring forward toward a renewed strength. And I really mean it. You know, everybody here, to me, is important. Every one of you. When I say, you know, sometimes I feel like I say the same thing, and maybe I do. You know, I'm glad to see everybody here today. I am glad to see everybody here today. I'm glad that I got to be here today. I'm glad you all got to be here today. I miss you when you're not here. I would miss it if I wasn't here, because each one of you give me strength. It's a renewed strength every time I get to be here. And to me, I need that. Because, you know, during the week, you know, whether you got to go to a job or whatever you got to deal with every day, sometimes that can just really drag you down. Whether it's physically, it just is taxing, and it just keeps on you and keeps on you. And then, in turn, can get you down mentally. And then all those things can get you down spiritually, can't they? But you come here, you can get recharged. And that is so important. So let's have that renewed strength that we need. Let's spring forward to that. And I mean spring forward, I mean run toward it. Let's run toward a renewed strength that we all need, don't we? We all need that strength. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is our light and our strength. Joshua 1:9, another good song. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord God is with you wherever you go. We got a lot of things in our life that can cause fear, that can cause anxiety. God's like, wait a minute. Now, you've got nothing to be afraid of. You've got no one to be afraid of. If you've got me first in your life. If God's first in your life, what is he? He's our light. He's our salvation. He's our strength. Those things are so important, and we need those things. Because the darkness that we have in our life, you know, in the world, that's tough to overcome. It's tough to wade through all that, but we got to. You know, we're human, we live here. And we can't, unfortunately, live at church all the time. Just wish we could, but you know, we have to live in the world. But we don't have to be of the world, do we? No. As we talked about in class, we don't have to be conformed to this world. But we can be transformed. Heart, mind, body, soul. To be Christ-like. And understand all the things in our life that can get us down, that can cause fear, whatever those things are to you, that is not the end-all be-all of your life. God is first in your life. And with him first in your life, those fears, those anxieties that we have can be put aside. They're not the primary source of everything that our life revolves around. That should be God. And when God is that, he's going to be our light to get through the struggles that we have in our life. Won't he? He will be. He says he will be. God is on our side if we choose to walk in his light. And if you choose not to, you're going to have a tough road. So choose to walk in his light. Spring forward. Run toward the renewed strength that God is willing to give us every moment of our life. If we just look to him, realize what he is in our life. He's everything. He's everything to us. Got one more set here for you. We talk about springing forward. Ah, it's those old forgotten goals. Oh boy, here we go. Talking about the New Year's resolutions. You know, you set yourself up a lot of goals, and sometimes by now, sometimes you're running good. Hey, here you go. And sometimes, not so good. We all have a lot of goals that we set for ourselves. Maybe you don't do it first of the year, but just in general, you have a lot of goals, I would hope. I think we all do. You know, a lot of physical goals, you know, everybody kind of has sometimes. Well, we're all worried about our diet, whether it's you're just trying to eat more healthy, you know, just to be a little bit more healthy in your life. Maybe it's more exercise. You need it. You know, I think that's that can be beneficial. Maybe it's you're trying to have more control over your resources or the money that you earn. have goals in place where you do better things with that. Because sometimes we maybe we spend money on stuff we probably shouldn't. You know, hey, it's some nice shiny new toy you want to go buy, and you might go do that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you need to have your things under control and not let that get away from you, right? So everybody's got goals that they set up for themselves. You have short-term goals, long-term goals. You have that in your life. Businesses have that for the health of their business. We need to have that for the health of ourselves. Well, I hope you set up spiritual goals for yourself. You should. Because we can all do better, right? I know I definitely can. I always try to set up goals for myself to be better than I am today. The fact that I can stand up here and be able to preach 10 years ago, I would have been sweating bullets, and I would have stuttered and tripped when I walked up the steps, and who knows what I would have done. But I would have been scared to death, or teach a class, or whatever it is. But I had goals for myself to be able to do these things. It may not have to be that big a thing, but you can have just goals for more Bible study. Yeah? Because sometimes we can have those goals. Yeah, I'm going to study the Bible more. And you might start off really good, and you're really going on that. And then what happens over time? Sometimes. Uh-oh. Well, now you're getting less and less and less Bible study. The next thing you know, you're kind of back where you were, wherever that might have been. Hey, let's get that back going here. Let's reestablish those expectations for ourselves. Because deep down, you know you can do it, don't you? You know you can do it. Let's just think about the Bible study. Whatever your case is with your Bible study habits, do you think you can study the Bible more than you do now? I bet you can. Do you think you can meet your expectations or the goals that you set for yourself? I bet you can. But what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to spring forward toward that goal. You're going to have to run toward that goal. You got to want it. You know, when I first started running a couple years ago, you know, people ask me why. Why do I run? Well, my health was demanding I do something. But another part of that was I like to run. I know that sounds weird, but I like to run. I run toward that goal. I have that goal. I want to. I have the want to. It's not for everybody, but it is for me. My advice to anybody when it comes to health-related things or exercise, find that thing that works for you and do that, because you'll succeed in making your goals when it's something you want, when it's something you want to do. So to go back to my example of Bible study, is that something you want to do? As part of being a Christian and being Christ-like and learning what that means, I hope it is. Because I could study and study and study, and I learn something new every time. And I got to believe it's the same for each and every one of you. Every time you study, you learn something new. But you got to want to do it. So we think about these new expectations that we can have for ourselves. That's just an example of Bible study. And what can that lead to? The more you study, the more you learn, the more you grow. And the more you do those things, hey, guess what? That takes care of some of these other things about fear. Maybe being able to study with other people. Hey, the more you learn, the more you maybe are able to impart your knowledge and your understanding with somebody else. Something you might not have thought you could do, but you just might all of a sudden just have a conversation with somebody about something spiritual, and it connects to them because you've been studying. You learn yourself. You can help others learn as well. But you got to want to do it. So we talk about these old forgotten goals. Sometimes we set those up and we set ourselves up to fail because sometimes those are things we really don't want to do anyway. But when it comes to spiritual matters, those are things you should want to do. You better want to do. Because we need to grow. I don't care what age you are, what stage you are in life, whatever's going on. You need to be growing as a Christian every day. And if you're not, you need to evaluate that. And you better set some new expectations up for yourself. Because guess what? God has expectations for you. He expects you to grow. He expects you to abide by His words. And if you're not doing the will of God. There's lots of other things I could talk about with these new expectations we have for ourselves. You know, even as far as the giving of ourself to others. Whether it is, you know, monetarily when we give back, or the giving of ourselves to others. Again, whether it's here, the brotherly love we have for one another in this family, or the giving ourselves to others that we come in contact with. These are just a few examples that I think we can apply to our life. And I just want you to think about, as we think about this time of year, you know, we think about springing forward. Again, thinking about all the things that we can, let's put behind some of these things that are maybe dragging me down in my spiritual life. Let's move forward. New expectations. Get those fears out of my way. And we can continue to walk and grow as a Christian. Philippians 3, 13 through 14. One thing I do, forget what lies behind. All right? I'm going to strain forward to what lies ahead. I'm going to run toward it. I'm going to work my way forward every step of the way. Sometimes those steps are tough, aren't they? But you know what? I'm going to keep putting one foot in front of the other one. And I'm going to keep working toward that goal. And what's our ultimate goal? To get to heaven. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I get there. And as the saying goes, bring as many people as I can with me. I keep straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Also, Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet. All your ways will be sure. Don't swerve to the right. Don't swerve to the left. Do not turn your foot away from evil. Again, we read it earlier, where God is our light. He has set the path for us. We need to keep our eyes on that path, on that light, toward that goal. And don't let the stuff that's on either side of us, whatever it is, get in our way. Because what does that do sometimes? It just drags us over. You know, oh boy. It just starts teetering us in our life. Keep God first in our life. He's given us the light. He's given us the path. He is our strength. Don't let the things of this world, old fears, old goals, get in our way. Let's spring forward toward God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Again, let's put those things away from our old life. I encourage you, as I extend this invitation, is to spring forward. Use this time to evaluate where you are in your Christian life. And if you're not a Christian, you definitely need to be evaluating your situation right now. Because if you're not a Christian, you're lost. And I don't want to see anybody lost. Whatever your condition is, if you have not been baptized, you need to make that right. And if you have been baptized, and you've let the things of this world, the things going on in your life, whatever it is, pull you off to the side, and you've let those things overcome you and get in the way of your focus, which is the light of God shining the path for you. If you've gotten off that path, get back on. If you need to pray to God, do it now. Ask for forgiveness. He will forgive if you are asking in true repentance. If you need the prayers of the congregation, we can do that with you right now. We have strength in numbers. We are a family. There is a tie that binds us. Whatever your needs are, I just ask you to please think about these things. And let's spring forward toward God each and every day. Let's stand and sing.